This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. Have you ever met anyone who's not made a mistake? Here's a really interesting story. A newspaper had to correct a mistake they had in an article. This is what it said. We wish to apologise for an error in the wedding story in last week's issue. Due to a typesetter's mistake, we said the roses were punk. What we meant to say was the noses were pink. Well, double mistake. They tried to correct an error and only made it worse. General Motors Holden in the US, this is true, actually had to recall 4.9 million vehicles to check for faulty carburetors and exhaust systems. So the postage alone cost them more than $2 million. Now that was a big mistake. And it reminds me of the famous playwright who met some friends after the first performance of his brand new play. He was very proud of his production, but the harsh reality was it really wasn't an excellent production, and the first night audience gave a fairly chilly reception. Well, how did your play go tonight? The friend said. Well, he said, rather arrogantly, the play was a great success, but the audience was a failure. Now, that's all about shifting blame, isn't it? And I think we've got to learn in life how to shoulder our responsibilities and to honestly face up to the mistakes when we make them. So what's the point of blaming others for mistakes that we make? If they're handled right, mistakes can actually be stepping stones to something better in life. Michael Jordan, one of the greatest basketball players in NBA history, once said as he reflected on his success, he said, I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career and I've lost almost 300 games. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. So here was Michael Jordan learning from his mistakes. So there's nothing wrong or bad in making a mistake when there's a lack of knowledge or experience. I think that's fairly normal. That's how we learn. It's easy to see somebody else's mistakes, but we can often be blind about our own mistakes. I think the worst of all mistakes is to not see our own mistakes. So why is it that some people think that a mistake is fatal? It's almost like if you've made a mistake, you've failed the test. You know, if you make a mistake, you are a mistake. That's not really very helpful thinking, because I like James 3 verse 2. This is from the Bible. It says, for all of us make many mistakes. If someone does not make any mistakes when he speaks, he is perfect and able to control his whole body. Well, James here was talking about the tongue when we speak, what happens when we don't think before we speak. And yes, there are many times when our tongue gets us into trouble and we make mistakes. In the Old Testament, I'm looking at Ecclesiastes 7 verse 20. No one in this world always does right. Again, that's reflecting life. We all mess it up. I was reading about a boy who was taking his confirmation exam and the minister asked him, now listen, what can you tell me about King Solomon? Well, the little fellow said, King Solomon, he was the one who had a lot of pets. How do you know that? Well, he said, because it says right in the Bible, Solomon had 700 wives and 300 porcupines. Everyone in the church laughed and the boy was very embarrassed. He'd made this big mistake. He meant 300 concubines. Well, the truth is, we all make mistakes. We've all said things that we wish we could take back. I look, for example, at Mark 14 and see this remarkable story of Peter, one of the closest disciples, and he said to Jesus, even if all the others reject you, I'll never do it. And Jesus had to say, listen, this night before a rooster crows twice, you will say three times you don't know me. But Peter was so sure of himself. Look, Jesus, he said, even if I have to die with you, I'll never say that I don't know you. And all the others said the same thing. Well, 6 hours later, it was a different story. And a girl recognized him. And he said, in response, rather angrily, swearing, he said, I don't even know the man you're talking about. Now, that was, for Peter, a big mistake. And yet, Peter was restored. So mistakes, they're as natural as breathing. We're not perfect. But with God helping us, we can learn and build our lives from the mistakes. Thank you, Lord. We know that you can help us today, even when we blunder badly. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.